This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the charges against Pastor Rodney Howard Brown being dropped. On March 30th, Howard Brown was arrested for holding an in-person service at his megachurch the day before. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com. /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Monday, March 30th, megachurch pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested for holding in-person services at his church building the day before. The Tampa Bay, Florida pastor says he was simply exercising his First Amendment rights by holding the services. But Sheriff Chad Cronister said in a press conference that Howard Brown was actually endangering people's lives during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Friday, May 15th, though, the charges against Howard Brown were dropped. Soon after Howard Brown was arrested and released on bail, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made churches an exception and called them essential to the statewide stay-at-home orders. Liberty Counsel defended Howard Brown in the case, stating that he was wrongfully arrested. Liberty Counsel founder Matt Staver says this: "The arrest of Dr. Rodney Howard Brown was politically motivated. Neither the pastor nor the river at Tampa Bay Church did anything wrong. The arrest and the press conference were outrageous and caught the attention of the nation and the world." End quote. Staver says it's time to move forward with healing and restoration. Be sure to read the full story at charismanews.com and tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.